I can't. I don't know what it was, but I have always, I've always supported him.
Do you still see Arnie? Do you still talk to him?
No. Well, I see him at family gatherings. Mm. We have two wonderful children in common, and our son Tucker is going to get married. He's going to be married again to a fabulous woman over Thanksgiving, and Arnie and Susan and I will all be at Tucker and Julie's wedding, and that's how it should be. I believe that if you are divorced from someone, you still, if you have children, you still have a connection. And he has a wonderful wife, an absolutely sterling wife. Susan is perfect for him and is very nice, and I like her, and she's been great to my kids.
Well, congratulations on the upcoming wedding. I know you want to talk about the future, but I do have to ask a couple more questions of the past, and then I'll move on. Now, Arnie never joined you in the hot tub, did he, for an interview when you had Arnie on a couple times?
Are you kidding me? Of course not. I mean, trust me, I never asked him.
Well, and the second question is, now, how did you convince the owners of KSDP to be able to, you know, install this radio equipment in the hot tub? We have two production gentlemen here in the next room here, and we're trying to figure out how we can get the hot tub studio going here at KLEB.
That's not even an exaggeration.
Well,
yes, we are.
I can't tell you. Actually, I put the hot tub in before we decided to do a hot tub show. So I own the hot tub. It was in my backyard, and I can't tell you exactly how we arrived at the point that I was going to do a show, but I did, and it worked, and we had a good time.
I'm just trying to think of the conversation. Hey, we're going to do the show from the hot tub from now on, and we're going to put some radio equipment.
No, what we did is on Fridays, and figure out a day you want to do it, and people will say, well, it's been done before, but...
Did you find that guests were more willing to open up about their lives in a hot tub with you versus they're in the studio?
Well, a lot of them were uncomfortable.
Well,
and a lot of them wouldn't get into the hot tub, and people would sit on the side of the hot tub, but enough people would get in that it was fun, and I had some wacko people in the hot tub, too. I mean, just...
Well, as long as you chlorinated afterward, right?
Well, I mean, I remember Sharon Anderson. She was a constant candidate for political office.
Not the good company, Sharon Anderson, but this is the
This was the wacko that lived on Summit Avenue, Sharon Anderson, who ran for everything. And she got in one time, and I remember she had very teased backcombed hair. I mean, it stood up a foot. And so, and this, I wasn't being very nice. And
You had her? Because I remember that she won the endorsement.
No, I had. She was in the hot tub. So she's in the hot tub, and I looked at her, and I said, Sharon, tell me how you achieve your hairdo. And she looked at me, and she said, I achieve it with coffee grounds. So evidently, her bouffant hairdo was over coffee grounds. So I could get people to, tell the things that they wouldn't necessarily. Yeah. I'm good at getting information.
Yeah, and just to our audience, the Sharon Anderson, again, not the good company Sharon Anderson, but she found her way as the Republican endorsed candidate for Attorney General. I think 1994. I think that
it doesn't make any difference. I don't know well, when she did, but she is an exceptionally unusual woman, and it was. You see, I think it's fun to see the other side of people too, not just their public persona. But I'd like to get into a deeper side.
I think this is a good case for a new show. You were going to do a TV show at one point, weren't you?
Yes. I was going to do a national TV show. I was under contract with Fox. They came here and filmed at the KSDP studios, and I hated it more than I can even speak about. Because on TV, you have to do it over and over and over again, and I hated it, and they had me reading a teleprompter, and I'm nearsighted, and I was squinting, and they brought me in on a horse about 20 times. The only funny thing about the whole 2 days was that the horse pooped on the KSDP stage, and I was quite taken with that. Other than that, it was it was a disaster, and I just said, I am not good at this.
Stick with radio, right?
Well, I'm not good. I hate to say this, but I'm not very good at being told what to do.
You're your own producer and director, correct? So Peter Thiel never was very, very successful at telling you what to do.
No, he wasn't, but he was a great guy.
No, he was a good guy.
Yeah.
I find this entertaining, and I was reading an article actually here for the interview today that you gave up radio the first time. You were just bored by it the first time. You decided to end it.
And then they asked me to come back to do the morning drive, and I came back, and that's a tough slot because I don't think that you can beat the opposition. I don't think that, I don't know of any show that could beat, what is his name? What is the star of Morning Drive?
Oh, Tom Bernard?
Yeah.
No, it's...
And I hated Morning Drive. I mean, that's, can you imagine getting up, you know, you're up at 3 o'clock in the morning. I just admire people who do it, and I can't imagine doing Morning Drive TV.
Are you a morning person?
No, I am not a morning person. I am not a morning person at all. And so sometimes you'd have to be home and in bed at 6 and, try and go to sleep. And I can remember people mowing lawns next door and saying, you know, I have to sleep.
So what...
No, it wasn't. I didn't like morning. I liked the guys. I worked with...
Ron Rosenbaum?
Ron Rosenbaum is possibly the smartest, best guy in radio. And I know, I don't think he's, is he with Charter anymore?
He's not on the radio on a regular show any longer. He does some bit things for KFAN occasionally.
Yeah. I just think he's dynamite. I always wanted to do a show with him. And we talked to KSDP about possibly doing a show together, both a radio show and a TV show. I mean, I can remember that we went and talked to 45 because he's smart and he's fun and he's fun to work with. And he's just, I mean, I can work well with him because he tempers me.
We all need balance, right?
Well, yeah, there's got to be somebody that can just take that edge off. Peter was too young to do it. He would try and do it, but he was never successful because I just wanted to stomp on his little feet sometimes because he was so conservative.
Well, do you ever regret? We have some fresh faces here in the studio today that are on our production team now. Do you ever regret ever any of the moments you've had with your producers over the years? Do you ever look back at it like, I may not have wanted to do that?
Well, you always do. I mean, from a later perspective,
it's easier.
In hindsight,
yes.
You're always sorry that you may have taken some of the cracks or maybe said some of the things. I mean, am I embarrassed by any of the things that I have said on the air? I'm not really embarrassed, but I'm ashamed. I mean, I took some shots at people that I'm sorry I did.
Mm-hmm.
I talked about two husbands much more than I ever should have. And I said things about friends that and told a couple of stories that I can't take back.
But is it part of the moment, like you're in the moment and you kind of go with it and you think it's a good idea at the time and then like, oh, that wasn't good.
No, I don't, you know, you're asking me traditional questions. You're asking me, you know, don't ask me stuff like that because I go by my gut. I go when I think it's right. I do things spur of the moment. I just told you I don't take direction well, so it's difficult. I could not do a TV show that required time after time after time, you know, like a sitcom.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't take direction well enough for TV. And I suppose I could take direction better now because I'm tired. I don't have as much strength and as much defiance at 75 that I had at 50. But people still know who I am. You know, I go out and they still say they loved listening to the show and they had a good time. And, you know, I thought what I should do is a show, an outrageous show. And I talked to KSDP about it, and they didn't want to do it. But I think that there's a place for a show talking about, you know, the excitement about getting older. Because look at the age that we're... I have friends in their 70s that are still working.
Well,
I mean, that was unheard of in my parents' stage. I have friends that are running marathons.
And why do you think that is?
Age, I mean, you know, that are great and tremendous athletes. I have a friend that had a hip replacement at 80 because she wanted to continue to play tennis. You know, it's just...
Are we healthier now, or why is it changing, do you think?
Well, I think it's we're living longer, and we're having a better time doing it, and we're not saying we're old and we're crippled, and people are having hip replacements, knee replacements, ankle replacements. I mean, you know it. It's a wonder that anybody past 75 can get through an airport screening. We are taking better care of ourselves. We're eating better. We're having fun. I have learned that, well, it's been within the last, I guess, 6 years, but I play a lot of Mahjong,
mm-hmm.
which is a game that started in China, I don't know, centuries ago, probably. But as long as I can play Mahjong, I keep saying to myself, and thinking ahead and planning and doing something, then I'm not completely losing my mind.
Never.
In other words, I'm still a functioning adult. I forget names. I forget addresses. I completely forgot about this interview with you. I was on my way out the door. I didn't look at the calendar. I was on my way out the door. I was going to go and see a matinee movie with friends, and you caught me just in time, or you would have had I don't know how many minutes of dead airtime.
Well, this is much more fascinating than what we had our plan B. If our guest doesn't show up, then we would have just been talking about nothing, probably.
Well, but there's so much. You see, that's what I miss. There's so much going on. From the Pope to the Southwest Corridor, you know, light rail transit. Are they going to buckle to the people in St. Louis Park or the wealthier people in Kenwood? I mean, you know, there are things... And the way decisions are made, that it's extraordinary. Now they're going to go back and redo the Nicollet Mall.
That's right.
And they're probably going to go back and do it the way it was originally.
Well,
and 20 years ago, I served on that committee with the Nicollet Mall Committee, and I was—I can barely talk about it. I was out at the Kennedy School at Harvard, and I flew back because there was a meeting, an implementation meeting, and Bobby Dayton and Steve Watson, who was then president of Dayton's, screwed it up and got everybody to go along with them, and that is why it's the dreadful place that it is now to go and buy merchandise. I mean, it's dead.
Well, I think
it is dead.
There's
LSGI. I mean, you see, I just get started on this stuff, and I go crazy nuts about it. But I remember the Nicollet Mall when it was a vibrant, exciting shopping destination.
Well, the retailers have all dried up. The way people live now, downtown, it's tough. I mean, people are not shopping at Dayton's anymore. People aren't shopping at department stores.
No, they're not. The downtown Target, when you have as many office people as you do, I think Macy still does okay downtown, and I think that Target has brought people because of the people that live there. And Tom Hoke, let me tell you, Tom Hoke has single-handedly fixed Hennepin Avenue. He and his partner took over for the city, renovating the theaters, the Orpheum, the State, and the Pantages, and now they have another New Century Theater. And honest to heavens, it used to be a disaster, Hennepin Avenue.
What's your take on Blocky? Blocky's been a very controversial topic.
I was on the council of Blocky. I can remember when Don Fraser's assistant said, you know what Blocky should be? Jan Hively was her name, and she was very... She said it should be a park.
Interesting.
It really should be a park, and think of what grows around a park. And it's been a hideous... You know, is it... you know, is it the fault of the developers? Is it the fault of the city putting money into it? You know, there's really no one to blame when you have an idea and you get assistance from a public body to try and create something. And that's what they tried to do, is to create something. And what they created with Block E and City Center are two disasters.
Were you a proponent of leveling Block E in the 80s?
Oh, I can't, you know what, I can't remember. Not only can I not remember that I was supposed to talk to you, but I can't remember what position I took on Block E. I probably was not as, because of the financial component, mm-hmm. I would not have been as supportive as the Democrats at that time were.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to ask you. Honestly, one controversial topic that's contemporary, because you want like future, and I appreciate that. The Viking Stadium. What would you have done on the city council? It's controversial. It's still controversial. It's still continuing to be debated.
I would have. What would I have done with the old Barber? Probably would have voted no because of the money and to take an opposite side. I would today have supported it. And the reason I would have supported it is because I think it's part of the vibrancy of a city. I hate putting public dollars into very wealthy men's pockets, but mm-hmm. That's what other cities do. And if we hadn't kept the Vikings, they would have gone somewhere else.
And you believe downtown Minneapolis was the place for the stadium?
And I think that, you know, the things that the city has done, some of the things have been very, very good. And look at the increased living that's going on downtown. Look at the renovation on the river. Look at the Guthrie downtown. Look at the other side of the river. Housing Winslow House was built years and years and years and years ago. It was part of the riverside development on the other side of the river. And, you know, it was a failure for a long time. Now, it's a great, fabulous place to live. So sometimes it takes longer, and today I would have supported the Viking Stadium. I wouldn't have supported the design, however. I think birds are going to fly into it and die. The plaza is going to be filled with lots of dead birds in that glass, and I hate that Viking charging.
Well, I hope that the Vikings have a crew of cleaners and bird cleaners out there all times.
I can't imagine what it's going to be like. So, I love Minneapolis. I love the vibrancy. I love the urban excitement of Minneapolis. I live in the diamond now, and trust me, it's the most boring place you will ever live in your life.
I get a lot of questions. What is Barbara up to right now? So what is a typical day for us? You're going to the movies today. What's a typical day for Barbara Carlson?
Well, I read. I am getting involved in another field of volunteerism. I used to do grief therapy many, many years ago at St. Mary's Hospital when I went through treatment, and I'm going to start doing that again. I've done a lot of work in the field of chemical dependency, and I have tenants that live in. I have children. I have grandchildren, and I'm never bored. I am never, ever bored. So I had a kidney transplant a couple years ago, and that slowed me down a tiny bit. I just, I'm up for anything.
And how do you feel?
I just don't walk around the block very well.
do you feel good right now?
Yeah, I feel fine. I feel, I've had a little pneumonia, but hey, who doesn't have a little pneumonia? Listen, I'm in damn good shape for 75. I look good. You know, I've never been a great beauty. I've never been, you know, anorexic, so I could lose a few pounds. What I really should be doing is out public speaking on the excitement of being elderly and sweat, but I just...
But elderly today is
like, getting things set up has never been my strong suit.
According to an article, in 1997, when you quit radio, and I know you don't like these, but when you quit radio the first time, you said you want to live to 95. Is that still the plan?
See, now I'm 75, so that'll be 20 years. 20 years, as long as I'm in good health. Now, mm-hmm. If I lose my mind...
We'll have you on the show again.
If I am not clear, concise in here Don't ever give me an antibiotic. Don't ever do anything. Let me go. I don't ever want to be in a memory care facility. Ever, ever, ever. I don't want to drool. I do occasionally wear Depends, so I can't say I don't want to wear Depends. But, you know, I just do not want to be a burden to my children or society. You know, what happens is that people go through their money and then, you know, the nursing homes can't kick them out and they're still there. And I have gone through almost all of my money. And so, hey, life's still okay.
Well, I think I think that
I'm a glass three quarters full type of woman.
No, I like it. I think that your voice is still needed, and I actually do miss your voice. So it's been great having you on the show today because I loved your first show and your second show. I'm sorry you're not on radio now, but you still could be. I think there's a market for what you're saying, and I think that there's still some more Barbara Carlson to be heard still.
Well, I think CCO is too serious a station because I have talked to them, and I've talked to the liberal radio station, and they didn't want me. And I'm not a sports fan. I mean, if I knew anything about sports,
Babs picks
fun.
Maybe every night, just, you know, make some sports picks. Just you wouldn't be any more inaccurate than anyone else. I think you.
There used to be a woman named Bronco, Bronco, who
was sure, Channel 4.
What?
Yeah, she's a Channel 4.
You remember? How old are you?
How old do you think I am?
I don't know.
I'm in my 30s.
How old are you?
I'm in my 30s.
Okay. So, but you remember all this stuff? Why would you want to remember this stuff? It used to be on Channel 4. Anyway, she was a blonde chick that was kind of sexy and cute, and she used to make predictions. It was on Channel 4. They would no more have somebody like that on the show today than they'd.
Well, maybe we can get you on Channel 4 to just walk out and make some predictions on the Twins game or the Vikings game. You could, you know, I'm sure that the predictions are pretty accurate.
I think they're a little straight for me, but if they call me and they say, Barbara, we want you to do something, I'm always ready.
Maybe you and Ron Rosenbaum can team up.
Well, I wish Ron and I could do a show.
Well, we had Ron in here 2 weeks ago, and actually, maybe next time we'll have you and Ron both here in the studio tonight, and we'll do it that way.
I love Ron. Ron and I do very, very well together. And, you know, you've got to find that people that work together are not always easy.
Mm-hmm.
I can work with him.
Any message for your fans out there?
I just want to say thank you. And continue to live well and enjoy life and continue to be as healthy as you can. And when it's time to check out, do it fast.
And if you're in a dino, stop by Barbara's because it's very boring there and she wants some excitement in her life.
I don't want to be bored. Who in the hell wants to be bored?
No one here. That's why we had you on today. We wanted
yay
to be excited
for the
today.
Pope. I'm also saying yay for the Pope.
Yay for the Pope and yay for Barbara Carlson, our guest today. Thank you, Barbara. I appreciate your time today. Go to a movie, and I'm sorry I took you away from your friends today.
That's okay. Bye-bye.
Barbara Carlson on Flashback Twin Cities. We'll be back next Saturday with Marcia Floor of KSDP-TV and WCCO-TV. Until next week, gentlemen, are we ready to go? Next week, Flashback Twin Cities on KLBB Club 1220.